Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
We are discussing Persepolis.
Persepolis. And present are Nancy,
Steve,
Mary,
Mark,
Jane,
Mira,
Candy,
George,
Terry.
All right. Persepolis.
It started dance.
Well, we just saw it today.
Yeah.
And I have not read, has anybody here seen the book before they saw the movie, just Jane? Okay.
I hadn't read it.
I'd seen it, but I knew that it existed, yeah. But I hadn't read it. And has anybody read it since they saw the movie? No. Okay, so this is a movie group. We just proved that again.
Right. Mostly a lot of people have read that book.
Yeah.
Is the book in comic
graphic? Yeah,
yes. graphic novel. If you open up the book, it looks...
Same artist?
Yeah. She supervised all the work for the film.
She was the co-director.
Right.
Marjane Satrapi.
Satrapi, right. Boy. I mean, I knew that, sort of, the story.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it from the perspective of a kid who was 6 and 12 and 21 and so on, which was a good, different perspective to have. What else? I don't know. I mean, I kind of liked it that they follow the bouncing ball with that jasmine flower. Mm-hmm. That was such a lovely image, you know. And there was a sort of... Persian aesthetic, even to the black and white imagery, right? Definitely. So I like the being able to get that reverb out of it. Okay.
But your first thing you said was, "I knew what to expect," or something.
I knew the story. I mean, I know
history.
About.
She's saying she knows that history.
I know some history, of that history, yeah. And I remember the Shah being deposed, and you know, and what's happened since. And I have read other things, novels about that period, and. You know,
but did you feel the film was effective in terms of portraying this?
Yeah,
because I couldn't tell from what you said whether you liked it or not.
No, I think if I hadn't, I would have said, you know,
but it didn't work for me or something. No, yeah, it was fine.
We're making tea. Did you get
on the size of the Earl Grey?
I had a great nap.
Was it because the film put you to sleep? It didn't engage you?
And I think
I gave you a mug.
Yeah, you did.
Going.
So we can just pour from
Sunday afternoon nap?
Yeah.
Let's go to the movie.
Spend $9. $10.50 Netflix.
Wasn't the film in color for some scenes?
Yeah.
For the present.
And only flashbacks were in black and white.
Oh, that's what
which is kind of a convention.
Oh, that's a good question. Did everybody see it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, except for Terry, who slept through half or more. But
admit it. Yeah.
Yes. No. It was only the present where there was any color at all. Right.
Huh. I want to say that I thought, at first I thought, oh, this is great, because I also know the history, but it's good. I think it's an educational film. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, of course the kind of people who will see it probably already know. But anyway,
but it's not didactic.
No, not didactic.
So that's not.
So I thought, I think it's good to have our memories refreshed on that.
Sure.
But I also, I thought, oh, this is good, but it's, you know, kind of lightweight or something. Somehow I wasn't sold on it. And then I got into it, and of course, when she says goodbye to the grandmother, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells me something, that you can be moved to tears by these two-dimensional, you know, literally two-dimensional characters, because they weren't two-dimensional. They were very, very rich. And so I was quite impressed, and it really grew on me as I went. I really liked it.
That's what I liked, is that you got the history of what was going on, but obviously embodied in the personal story of this girl and her family. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was well done. And I thought that I enjoyed the visual aspect of it, even though, again, you know, it's like very flat.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't make the story flat somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they seem to get a lot of expression out of those simple lines.
Mm. I think because it had such a great story, it made it so appealing. I'm a very color-oriented person, and I was kind of thinking, I don't know about this black and white, but I just thought the story was wonderful. And the animation I thought was charming. Mm-hmm. And at times, like when she was in love, and she was kind of like skipping down the street and up the stairs, and the music was right with her, I was really enthralled with this movie. It's been I haven't seen a good movie in a long time, and this one, even though it was animated, it's a lot better than some of the live films I've seen.
I like hearing us say, even though it was animated.
Right. The animator was here for those words, George.
And even though it's black and white.
Right.
Even though.
The animation. Expectations.
The animation did really well with this story. They went hand in hand with each other.
Yeah.
I have a different take on the animation. When you were saying, Mary, that you cried when the grandmother died, and I was thinking, yes, I was moved by that too. And it wasn't so much the animation, the visual image, but it was the words, their dialogue. And then as I was thinking about, that, I was thinking, well, you know what? It was all in French. All it was, I was just reading the words, but it was the inflection of the French in the background that I picked up on, and made these characters human rather than. And I think the animation kind of even distanced me from that, and it was the sounds of the voice that really pulled me into the characters.
The mother and the mother and the grandmother.
No, the mother.
Oh, okay.
But so for you, it could have been a radio show.
Yeah, it could, well,
see,
no. It is true that the visuals did have something to it, but I think what brought out the humanity was the dialogue and the voices, without that, the visuals wouldn't have been that appealing.
But I have to add to that though, because I was thinking when I saw how effective animation is as a tool for portraying history in simple ways, mm-hmm. and in a way that you couldn't really get away with if it weren't animated, like in such a simplistic way. So that what you're saying, even though you're saying you think it was only the words, I think it's the selection of words to accompany the animation that it's because it was animated that they chose that particular narrative, and that it affected you in that way. Because in an acting film, they couldn't just have people sit there and go, and this happened and that happened, and it's just your five-minute summation of world history.
I think that it's
they do act in accordance with each other, in accordance with each other. But I've heard, I loved it, but I've heard complaints that it was too simplistic. That people, that it took complex issues and made them too simple, too black and white.
Well,
that's what I heard.
Well, I would argue.
I don't agree.
I haven't heard anybody say that, but I haven't been looking around to talk to anybody because I only saw it today. And I would say no. It told it from the point of view of a young person.
That's what I felt
from a particular family.
From a particular family, and with a political point of view, from her school and her parents, and as she became more sophisticated about politics, the story became more sophisticated about politics.
I loved the complexity of the characterizations. I loved the little girl who wasn't what was expected, who was this rebel in everything that she did, and she grew up to be a rebel, and that she was connected to her grandmother, who also was a rebel in her own way, and they were really delightful characters who were caught in this situation. And my objection to it was the linear telling of the story. This happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. I mean, I can understand the point of view of the politics being limited by this particular family, and that's easy to accept. But the telling of the story was just so plodding in following.
What order might you have taken?
Yeah,
how else could?
Well, you can.
I mean, this is a matter of screenwriting, mm-hmm. in that you can structure a story, you can start it at the end and examine an issue that you go back through, or you can.
They kind of did that because they started from the airport at the beginning.
That's true. But it's just a memory.
Then she went back.
She's a little girl comes by and
right.
Yeah. Her memory.
Right.
It's kind of a simple.
Yeah.
It is simple.
But there was a lot of very simple things in the movie that were very complex.
Yeah.
I agree, and that's why I thought that it was. I didn't think it was a bad movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, but it wasn't a masterpiece. And there were things in it. I spent some time on the website, and there's a little video that I recommend of an interview with Marjane Satrapi and I forgot his name, the other co-director, who's French.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about how they worked together and what each of them did, and that he took her graphic novel and he changed certain things, like the God talking to God,
mm-hmm.
And you know, he took it out of the mundane, everyday realm that she tells the graphic novel in, and made it more visual and more fantastical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe what was needed was that you needed to have parallel storylines, which were not a part of it, and maybe that would have been made you
more satisfying. Yeah.
Since
yeah.
it's just really, truly, just this one person.
Since an autobiography, well, that.
Yeah, right.
From one person's point
of view.
I think that they made a choice to be true to the graphic novel.
Yeah.
Which is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it could only have been told this way with animation. Number one, in the beginning, I had a really hard time keeping track of who these people were, these three-dimensional black and white characters. Who's the mother? Who's the daughter? And so it would have been difficult in that way to shift, to time shift.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is I compare this to There Will Be Blood, in that it's the saga of a life or a family. And to jump around, you don't get that time distancing feeling. Like you've been with this family for a while, you've been with this girl for a long, long time, you've been with this guy, and all the changes that he's seen in his life and all the stuff that he went through in his life. Unless you have that sequential nature, so I think it was. Good to do it this way, and especially when you're dealing with historical reference, that for people who aren't familiar right. with the history, it would be very, very confusing.
Yeah, no, I'm not advocating jumping around or making it nonlinear, but I've always thought that it's much more difficult to write an epic that takes place over a number of decades than it is to write something that focuses on a limited amount of time, a 24-hour period of time, or a week. Or most films are not epic like that, and it's difficult. You know, the Dr. Zhivago kind of syndrome, plodding through the snow of history.
I thought the actors made that transformation from child to adult very effectively.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was. There were some memorable scenes. There were some really memorable scenes that I have a lot of friends who are fans of the book, and so I want to hear what Jane has to say.
Well,
I thought that the movement was just really interesting. So I'd be curious now to look at the book and see how they did it. Like when she finds it, when she becomes, like she says, a woman overnight. Or,
well,
you grow up too big
and bad.
That was hysterical.
That was so well done.
And it was so well done, and there were several of those.
And also the moment when she comes out of her depression and she
yeah.
sees her legs, all this
hair on her leg. Yeah. So I thought they did the motion, which added a lot to it. Where I had read in a review that, you know, take your pick. It's so much like the book. That either read the book
yeah,
or see the movie.
I read that review.
And I doubt that, because to me the motion was so well done.
Well, I think what that review said, one of the things it said I agree with, which was the experience and the, you know, your experience of being drawn into the story and the way the images kind of capture the narration, but also are imaginatively, there's some shifting, you know, close-ups and mm-hmm. then, you know, very long vistas. That's all in the book. It's actually the film spans two books.
Correct.
And I only have read the first, so
it was new material.
Some of it was new material. Once she gets to Vienna. Once she comes back to Iran.
Okay, that's number two.
That was news to me.
Don't you think this was more of a coming of age story than a history lesson, though?
I think it was a blend.
Yeah,
I think it was. To me, the history was more of a backdrop of this is what was just going on in her life. Because of everything that was going on while she was growing up.
True, except that I was so influential.
Anything would be like, if with any coming of age story, if they decided to bring the history in as a backdrop to it.
Well, what I mean is, I think what was going on politically and historically in her country was so much in the foreground of her and her family's life, more than it is was when I was growing up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah where their neighbor's house literally was blown up.
If in my family, you know, if McCarthy had succeeded in getting my father or my mother to lose their job, and we would have lost our, you know, our home, and then you could say,
it would be as impactful.
Well, you know, then history would have had a more major impact
mm-hmm.
the way it did for her. So I think they sort of are really entwined.
In the review or article I read, there were a couple of things that were eliminated. One was a rape, where she was raped, supposedly.
There's sort of an implication about that in the park, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she's sleeping.
And also a suicide attempt.
Interesting.
Okay. That occurred in her life.
Mm-hmm. Was that after she broke up with that guy? That thing with the bruise and everything?
I can't remember when it would have occurred.
It must have been when she was so depressed.
Yeah, when she went through the depression. I love the way they
portrayed the relationship. I thought
you knew the relationship with the heart, and it was like too sweet. You knew it was going to end in disaster. But then the wedding, too, was so clever that you only always saw the wedding was through the snapshots, through the drawn snapshots of the wedding. I thought that was. And then you also knew.
And her mother crying in the bathroom.
Right, and because her mother knew that it wasn't. That's right, a good match. So very clever things, I thought it was wonderful. And it is wonderful that it's a coming-of-age story, and it shows you that no matter what you live through, you still go through adolescence, and you still go through the first love and heartbreak. And so it's kind of interesting, where I think we have some impression that if you're in a war-torn country,
that all this goes by.
Somehow everybody's just struggling.
Just think of Diary of Anne Frank. Hormones will find a way.
You'll find a way.
No matter where you are.
That's it.
I like the idea of how it had that sense of oral tradition, both of family saga, turning history into family saga, and giving a historical continuity and placing that kind of intermingling of the personal and the historical so that it can be perceived as both. And there's something about oral traditions that there's also to me like almost an irony, because she's dealing with oral traditions, but she's dealing with them first in a novel that's not a novel, but it's actually illustrated. So that's more than one form right there. And then it's being transferred into a visual thing, where things are also being told, and yet it's a significant historical moment in time being recounted. So much of the history was told verbally, person to person, and I found that really, really intriguing.
But okay, and a counterpoint to what you're saying, I think, is they also showed you through their own experiences. The mother having this encounter with the guy who wants her to fix her scarf, and she says, "Speak to me politely, and maybe I'll pay attention to these things that you care about too." You know, and what was the other one? And the mother disciplining the kids about chasing after so and so's son.
The males will
torture him, will poke out his eyes. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's another way of dealing with point of view, which is always really tricky. It's like, how do you, if you've only got like one person's point of view, how do you
tell other experiences. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very effective how you get stories told of varying impacts. And some of the, for some reason, that uncle that was in prison just, that really hit me on a very deep level.
That was very touching.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he got to tell his story.
Yeah, he got to tell his story. Uh-huh. Well, through her. She,
right,
she
tells it to her. I want to say that, I mean, all of that makes sense, what you said, because Iran is a country of poets. I mean, that's what it's always called. And traditionally, it's been the males, the men. They say there's no Persian man. Every Persian man ever born is a poet. And that's their tradition. And so there's been great Iranian filmmakers. And there have been some women. But this is interesting that there's an Iranian woman.
Do you think this is playing in Tehran? Do you think they banned it in the country?
That's a good question. Is that on the web?
It wasn't made in Iran.
Well,
yeah,
no.
We can make it anywhere.
I really doubt that it's showing in Iran.
I don't think it's
too politically one-sided for the government.
It's really very anti. No, so it probably isn't.
Yeah, it probably isn't.
But having known a lot of Iranian students, I always say in any given class, the best student will always be from Iran.
Is that so?
A given in every film class. Oh, yeah.
They are
passionate about film.
Huh. Mm,
and
wow.
Absolutely passionate. It is a nation of movie lovers, as is France, of course. But
or at least the ones who managed to make it to your class are...
Well, exactly. Who managed to make it to Stanford. I've been to events. Like when Kiarostami came, when he was allowed to come. He now is not allowed into the U.S. But when Kiarostami was, and I, you know, the students at Stanford, the Iranian students had him there, and the students at Berkeley, and, you know, a lot of, the ones who got out and made it to universities here, very, very, very bright. Very.
Why can't Kiarostami...
Because
preventing him.
He's there. He's in Iran.
But is it the Iranians who let him come?
He has been
here many times. Let him in.
He has been here many times, but not in several years.
So it's the Iranian government.
Did you hear Jane's question
last year?
I don't think you heard this. No, he wasn't.
She's not.
He was invited to the film festival.
Come, Mary. Did you answer my question?
What?
Is it that Iran won't let him out? It's not that the U.S.
No, the U.S. tries to bring him to the film festival all the time. And this last time,
he made it onto the terrorist list or something.
No. That's a good question. Whether Bush,
that's happened. That has happened with some Iranian filmmakers that were coming for the festival and weren't allowed in.
First I had a little difficulty with this Iranian family speaking French. But it gave a flavor to who they were, this intellectual elite that I associate with French intellectual left-leaning elite. And obviously that's, you know, what their characters were, but it added, by the fact they were speaking French, added to that whole persona or whatever.
But in real life they weren't speaking French.
Right, only because it was a French film.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But I'm saying that just because it was in French, it added more to who, you know, the kind of intellectual kind of elite aspect to it.
And she was raised speaking French. That's why she went to a French school.
That's right.
So, but what, they probably didn't speak French at home. They would have spoken Farsi.
Right.
But because it's a French film, so it was kind of.
So it takes on the implications that you associate with French.
With French.
With everybody coming, all the people who come to France.
And plus, it's like in a colonial ex-colonial country, it's the elite who speak the colonial language.
Iran was not a French colony.
No, not in
in an economic sense.
That sense of it.
Right,
but it's not like African.
I just looked this up.
Okay.
A student asked if it could be, and the last time Iran was a colony was in the 7th and 8th century.
Right, but that was for governmental purposes.
Yeah.
But I think for, we're talking about neocolonial, like economic colonialism, if not full blown. You know, I think that there was a lot of influence. I mean, they mentioned the part
Europeans
about the, you know,
all
the British.
The Middle East. They chopped it up after World War II.
Mm-hmm. Well, but this is even before that. Well,
yeah, but sure. I mean, like in World War II, they did chop up the Middle East a lot and say, this is yours, this is yours, where a lot of those countries didn't exist at all.
Right, there, but Iran, was, I mean, Persia.
But Persia, yeah, Persia, of course, is such an ancient society. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, but the economic relationships with the West is what I'm talking
about.
Well,
they've had a fear of interference by the West.
But they didn't have closure in the way that Japan did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
True. So anybody who didn't like it? I mean, some a little bit. Some, mostly we all liked it.
I liked it a lot. I thought the movie went a little fast. It seemed to go... mighty fast for me. I mean, I realize it had a lot to cover, but it was a short film overall. It was like 90 minutes or something.
Yeah.
So it seemed like, ooh, you know, it's just like, you know, particularly because, like you were saying early on, it was hard to sort of distinguish who was who, and so slow down. You know, I mean,
well, they did the old history really quick.
Yeah, they kind of crammed it all.
Shaw here. Yeah. English come in. We want oil.
I love
right.
That
was I love the English, quite well.
I love the English.
It must be oil, and yeah.
They left a major part out that Iran had a democratic election. They elected this guy Mossadegh, who nationalized their oil industry, and the British asked the United States and the CIA to overthrow the Shah, and that was like totally out of the film. Although they did mention, you know, that we trained the secret police and tortured
the Shah or Mossadegh.
I mean, Mossadegh to install the Shah.
That's it.
It did come out in that the torturers were trained by the CIA, as they are all over the world.
Only import our best, export our products.
Mm-hmm. We only back the best
Does anybody think it has a chance for best foreign film at the Oscars?
It's nominated for animated film.
Yeah.
If it was another year, it wasn't up against.
I didn't realize Ratatouille was this year.
Did you guys like Ratatouille?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
I thought it was better than I wasn't expecting anything. Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
The best review film of the year, Ratatouille.
Really?
That was that list. Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
I haven't seen it, and I have a child.
Has she seen it?
Yeah, they went and saw it, but for some reason, I think I was going to see one of our films.
You know, if you rent it, get it with the shorts, because when I saw it, there was a short with it.
They told me.
It was so hysterically funny. It was one of the funniest things I'd seen in a long time. And a lot of people haven't seen the short.
Is it also about a rat?
No, it's the same people, though.
Ratatouille, she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it came with the DVD is two shorts.
People.
And when I saw it in the movie theater, they showed one of the shorts about an incompetent UFO
driver. Well, they showed that in the theater, where he's in the little house.
With the UFO guy, and he's trying to steal the body.
Yeah, and he keeps getting trapped in the house.
Hysterical.
Yeah, it was really good.
Do we know if that's on the DVD?
I'm just hoping
that
when they say
that.
There's a couple, Good. It was like the old Warner Brothers cartoons. I laughed so hard during that.
A lot of their short films are really clever. They're really well done.
Who's they?
Pixar.
I saw a documentary called The Pixar Story at the Mill Valley Film Festival.
I think we saw it on TV recently.
You went to see it at the Mill Valley. I saw you at the Mill Valley Film Festival.
She saw you there.
I went. I don't think it was for that one. Terry, I think I
said nothing.
I don't remember any of that.
He was asleep. You slept through that one. Okay, so is that enough on Persepolis?
Good.
And recording this?
You know what Persepolis is?
No.
It's an ancient site in Iran.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ruined mountain is what it means.
And so it was a Roman?
I think it probably Right. Roman, Greek, I think Greek.
Sounds more Greek.
Because I think it was older than the Roman.
Polis is Greek.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Was it a civilization?
Yeah, I think, well, it was one of the city states, the Greek city states. Like they had all through the area.
Can you turn it on?
Which did you just turn
so
on?
So why was it named Persepolis?
My old one.
It refers to ancient Iran, to their history, Persian history.
Huh. That wasn't on the website? Or you...
No, I think I looked it up in Wikipedia, but
you were very lucky.
Help me understand why it was named.
Mm-hmm. Why the movie was named Persepolis.
Oh, good issue.
Right.
I see. Well, I'm going to look it up in the
Is that what we just said? An ancient site in Iran?
Right, but why they picked that for the title?
That's why I wonder if they weren't a bunch of historical... Were they invaders?
Well,
or?
What Wikipedia said was a mountain in ruins. Hmm. Maybe she was meaning that Iran was in ruins.
Right. Hmm. No, it's the name of a real place. I don't think that's what it...
No, but it could still be that kind of...
But the name could still mean something.
Yeah, we had somebody over the other night, and they said... have you been there?
Yeah, right. Nicole Lazaro said the other day.
She had been to Persepolis.
Yeah, as a kid, because her father was in the military or something in the Foreign Service.
So it's still a city.
I'm sure that you can go there and see ancient ruins. Yeah,
right.
Just like going to Ephesus or Pompeii.
Alexander the Great.
Or Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, but if it was a Greek civilization, it means the Greek were invaders, yes?
Yes.
Alexander the Great.
Remember Alexander the Great?
We're all through
there.
Oh,
yeah, my best bud. Yeah.
Almost made it to India.
And I also want to say, watching this film, and at the end, I was like, once again, thankful for this group, because I don't think I would have seen it.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Persepolis?
Yeah. I just, it wasn't enough of a draw for me, and then I liked it very much.
I don't think I would have seen There Will Be Blood had it not.
Yeah, I would not have seen There Will Be Blood. No big loss.
Recording on an iPod?
Yeah,
on a nano. I record on my iPod also.